This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. Good morning and happy election day from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants with a look at your news. Had several people asking about food pantries. Well, November the 5th, tomorrow, St. Paul in Pigeon has their food pantry, 10 a.m. till noon. On November the 6th, we have three of them. Positive Alternatives here in Bad Axe at 132 East Huron Avenue from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. will be hosting a food pantry. St. Paul in Pigeon will be having a food pantry from 10 a.m. till noon. Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley Food Pantry, 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And then on November the 8th, we have Harbor Beach, the Ministerial Association Food Pantry, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Keep an eye on thumbnet.net as we will be posting more dates and locations for your accessibility. And a proposal to allow Amish communities to build a bridge over the Cass River to avoid hazardous travel on M53 is showing progress. County commissioners in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola have previously supported the Amish-funded project, which seeks to reduce horse and buggy accidents on the busy highway. After a lengthy delay, the Michigan DNR now appears open to allowing the bridge, according to Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell. Next steps may include securing an easement and conducting a survey of the planned site. Local officials stress that M53 poses serious risk for Amish travelers with incidents of injury and fatalities from vehicle collisions. The bridge would provide a safer route for the affected communities. And Port Sanilac will be launching its Christmas season on Saturday, November 29th, with an evening of community celebrations, music, and lights. The festivities begin with the annual Port Sanilac tree lighting from 5 to 7 p.m. at Fire Hall Park, followed by Santa visits, including the Port Sanilac Fire Hall at 56 North Ridge Street. Activities will take place throughout the village all day. From 3 to 5 p.m., the Loop Harrison Mansion will host a free Christmas open house featuring elaborate decorations, four themed trees, a cookie buffet, holiday music performed by the Crosslex Community Band, and donations to Sanilac County Historical Society are welcome. The evening will conclude with debut of Christmas Lighted Trail from 7 to 9 p.m. at Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum at 228 South Ridge Street. Visitors can enjoy bonfires, s'mores, hot dogs, hot cocoa, cider, and a cash bar. The Deckerville Area Community Choir will present a free concert inside the museum church during the event. The lighted trail will remain open and free to the public every weekend through January the 3rd. Donations are encouraged to help offset electricity costs and support future holiday displays. For more information, visit sanilaccountymuseum.org and find the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum on Facebook, or you can call 810-622-9946, and we'll return right after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebuing Ace Hardware.
And we're back with more news. California's voting today on a Democratic proposal to redraw congressional district maps, a move that may reshape House control nationally. The redistricting fight has attracted controversy and big-name endorsements. Former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is urging votes against Proposition 50, warning against political manipulation. Proponents say the measure will protect democracy, while critics call it a power grab. Millions of dollars have poured in competing ad campaigns. California's results could influence House battles in 2026. India's government has launched a core fund to boost private sector investment in high-risk, high-impact research and development projects. Prime Minister Modi says the goal is to make India a global science and technology powerhouse. The new initiative is expected to support breakthrough innovation, and public and private sectors will collaborate to drive progress. Experts forecast significant gains in national capability. Stakeholders welcome the commitment to science-driven growth. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebuing Ace Hardware.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.